operation experiment I'm calling up.
Today's Dav Chaf. We're on your Testament base. We are by the, I guess, the six lines in the bottoms. Tashma la'achoso. The idea here is that we're going through the sugya regarding whether halacha, the oraisa at least, is doka kavod abrios. Essentially, what we're saying is that it's not. The halacha, the oraisa is not doka kavod abrios. We say that a mitzvah, the kavod abrios, sorry, the other way around. The kavod abrios is doka the mitzvah, the oraisa. We know the kavod abrios is most is doka the mitzvah, the rabbanan, but not the mitzvah, the oraisa, which is why we had the story of a person who was wearing if he's wearing a beggar, that he realizes that's kalayim mishan, is that he has to take it off in the street no matter what. So now the Gemara says, really, is that the case that we're not docha, we're docha kavod abrios? Tashma, the following brisa. But the problem is the brisa starts midstream. So let's start in Rashi. So it says Rashi Gemara lachosam atamud lomar b'nazir ksiv. By the parsha of Nazir it says, Kol yemei ziru laHashem al nefesh meis lo yavo, and then so all his days of his nazir, he's not allowed to become tamei meis. B'samach le, and then it says afterwards, laviv ulimo laachiv lochoso lo yitmo lahem. You're not allowed to get tamei for them either. So why? You just say you're not allowed to get tamei for anybody. Then again, it says you're not allowed to get tamei for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. So the Gemara says, da'akulu b'chlal al nefesh meis lo yavo hayu lama yatsu. So why did they come out? They're coming out obviously to teach us halacha. So la'aviv comes up to teach a problem mace mitzvah, which means that another can become tamid for a mace mitzvah. Li'imo ma'atamid lomar, what's the mother coming to teach us? Mishum mace mitzvah lo itzrich. You don't have to learn it out from mace mitzvah to me'aviv nafko. We already learned it out from the father. So v'darish le'im sefri, la'amishim haya nazir ze kohen. If the nazir is also a kohen, the haber le'shtei kedushos, even if he has two kedushos, so he can't become tamid A because he's a kohen, B because he's a nazir, still afu imo hudolo yitma avamatam hu le'mace mitzvah. But he still becomes tamid to deal with the meis mitzvah. So then what's la'achiv? Ma talmud lomar? So that's hareshia kohen gadol v'hu nazir. He's a knowledge, it's the regular kohen, he's the kohen gadol, and he's a nazir. Abhu la'achiv lo yitma matal meis mitzvah. He can be matal for meis mitzvah. Ula achaso, and that's what we pick up over here. So this reading Rashi here. Ula achaso, ma talmud lomar, what's this coming to teach us? Im enu inyan lezet, tneu inyan yami, if they give it to a different situation. Lemisha holich l'shkot es pischo, the guy is on his way to shechtes korban Pesach. Or Lemul Esbeno, or to do Mila for his son. The reason why these two are mentioned is because these are the two assays that if you violate the assay, you're chayav kares, right? Lemul Esbeno, Shemetam Lemis Mitzvah. He also has to stop, and he has to stop what he's doing, not going away to do the Korban Pesach, or to do the Bris, and deal with the Meis Mitzvah. So you see, with Meis Mitzvah, which is the concept of Kavod Abrios, is Doche the Mitzvah, the Din D'Oraisa. That's what we see over here. We're back in the Gemara. So Tashma Lo Lachaso. Matamud lomar, what's the case? Harishai Yeholich, Lishkol Episcopal guys on his way to Shet to Korban Pesach. Vilamol Esbeno, or to do a bris milah on his son. Vishamash and Meis Lomes, that he could go back and he found her that he had, that someone died in his family. Vishamash and Meis Lomes, Yochol Yachser Vitama, he'd think he would go back. Amarta lo Yitma, he should not. Yochol Kashem Shein Matam Lahem, Kach Ein Matam Meis Mitzvah. Tamud lomar lachoso. Lachoso hu Dein Matam, he's not Matam just for a family member, but. About matame hu lemeis mitzvah. He's matame for a meis mitzvah. So you see that. So Gemara says, "Amai lema ain't. Why is he matame for meis mitzvah? Why is kavod abrios being docha? Why don't we say ain chachma ve ain tvuna ve ain eitz l'negav Hashem? That the pasuk we quoted before. You're not supposed to go. If you have the mitzvah, right? Why do we say that that these mitzvahs should be docha the kavod abrios? Like we had before that they have to take the client's docha the kavod abrios. So Gemara answers. The Hassam Dixiv Ula Achoso. No, there's a drush over there. It says Ula Achoso. Shani Hassam Dixiv Achoso. To teach us right there that's a special gzeira. That over there that we say that the Dindo Raisa, the Mikavar Brias is Docha. So the Gemara says, Ligmur Mina. So why don't we learn from there? Cloud, learn from there that any place you have a conflict between Kavar Brias and other mitzvahs del Raisa, Kavar Brias trumps. Because over here, Kavar Brias is trumping because you're going to deal with the Meis Mitzvah and not deal with the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Shev the Altaisa Shani. Here you're doing it. You're violating the Din D'Oraisa passively. Because what are you not? You're just not going to the Korban Pesach. You're not going to do the Bris Milah. That is passive. But as opposed to, I guess the assumption is, as opposed to wearing the garment, walking in the street wearing the garment, you're violating Kelayim actively. You're actively wearing it. So that's the difference. So there's important Machlokas Rashi Tosos over here. Rashi says, Shev al Taisha Shani. Devarim Rabim Hitiru. There are many things that we don't do. We ma'akir devar Torah mipnei siyag, either because of adin derabanan or mipnei kavod abrios, because kavod abrios hecha de'enu okir davar b'maisa yadayim. But we're not doing it actively, but rather eli yoshev b'mekomo, we just sit and do passively. The devar Torah nekrim alav, and the mitzvah deraisa is uprooted, you know, by itself. We don't do anything actively. Kagon, famous example, kia shofar v'lulav b'shabbos v'sadam mitzitzis. Shofar on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Lulav on Shabbos, we're not in motel lulav. Sadam mitzitzis, you can wear kalayim, which is weird though, because here it's saying wearing is shevel taisa, as opposed to wearing the kalayim. So I'm not exactly sure how that works. But the kavasei, and similar to it, tuva b'yavamos. They have many cases in yavamos. Avam akar b'yadayim lo, but levak avakim b'yadayim lo, and v'halovish kalayim okro b'maisei mamash lovshel. Right, wearing the kalayim, you're actually wearing it. He says. And that's considered. That's why we're allowed to not blow shofar, even though we're uprooting the mitzvah. You only uproot the mitzvah of the raisa if you're doing it passively, wearing the kilayim on the beged. He's saying that's actively violating it because you're wearing it, right? The tumas gufa. Now the tuma itself that shehutra lekohen ulenazir litame lemes mitzvah. So why that? Why is that mutter? You're actually doing it. That's not shevel taisa. That's an active. Having the Kohen go, the Nazir going to the Meis Mitzvah and dealing with it. Right? So what's the reason there? It says, Hainu Taima. The Lo Garmina Mine. We don't learn over there. The Hasam. Lav Kavod Abrios with the Dachil Taisa today. It's not that there's not that you have two conflicting things going on over there. A little lumdus in Rashi. Rashi says, Dimikara Kishanek the Lo Taisa the Tuma. Originally, when it's written the Lav, that the Kohen is not to become Tamei Meis, right? Lo al meis mitzvah nichlav. Meis mitzvah wasn't included in the original listener. Lo al meis mitzvah nichlav. Kishem shalom nichlav al krovim. Just like he's allowed to be katami for the krovim, he's allowed to be katami for the meis mitzvah. Aval ha-shavas aveda, but by the case of shavas aveda, u-pesach, l'cho yisrael ne'mar, ve'itzal kaval abriyas nosnu litchos, al karcha chayim d'chiyasod, enu b'yadayim, ele b'yishivasod titchay mitzvah. Only if you're doing it, mishev v'atayisim. So Rashi basically says that the reason why the Kohen can become Tameh, or the Nazir can be Tameh, because it was never included in the Yisr. Tosso says, wait a second, look at Tosso Shevel Taisa. He asked him more of a question. He says, Im Tomar, Nazir v'Kohen Gadol, Kumasehu, that's a Kumasei, the Yitma Lemes, becomes Tameh Lemes. So he's kind of terrorist Rashi. Rashi says, the Kar Garilon, the Kasset, the Torah revealed to us, the Lab Lo Yitma Lo Nemar Gabi Mes. It's not included originally. So it says, I'll only hear it. It doesn't make sense to me. The Im Kain, Kol Mokum Damrinan Sha'ase Doche Lo Sase. Every place where you say Ase is Doche Lo Sase, Likri Sheva Al Tase. So don't say that the Ase is Doche Lo Sase. Just say that that in the situation of an Ase and a Lo Sase, the Lo Sase was never applied. Just say the same Lundus. So Tosfos says, go a little further down. About Elanira, the Minazir Lo Gamrinan, the reason why that case is different. Is the mal so we can't learn it out from any other place. We can't learn it out to other situations, because Nazir and Kohen Gadol, they're weaker Yisurim. Nazir shekein yeshno b'she'ela. Nazir you can uproot, but you can be matir neder. So if you're matir neder by Nazir, you can't learn out to any other case. The question everyone's asking: if you can be actively violate the Doraisa, but for kavod abrios by Nazir, why can't it be the rest of the Torah? So Rashi says, no, because that's already included in the halacha. That it's not doesn't apply. So it says, no, the application can't be learned across the board is because Nazir is a weaker Isser because you can be Matur Neder. And Kohen's a weaker Isser, Malik Kohen, which came Lav She'en HaShav V'Kol. It's not applicable to everybody. And we've seen it a few times. A Lav She'en HaShav V'Kol only applies to a Kohen. It doesn't apply to anybody else. So it's interesting. So you see here, according to Tosos, if you have a situation where it's an instance of Yeshno B'She'ela, or it's an instance of a Lav She'eno Shava B'Kol, then in those cases, you should be able to violate the Mitzvah Del Raisa, Mishum Kavod Abrios. Right? You should violate the Mitzvah Raisa, Kavod Abrios. Right? Kavod Abrios doesn't trump. But if it's, right? So let's look inside. Just Halacha Maisa, there's actually Machlokas about this in Yoredeya, in Simon Shinayin Beis. So in Shinayin Beis, the Ramah brings down the situation of where a Kohen is sitting in a house, and all of a sudden someone tells him, not supposed to tell him, but they tell him that there is a mace, there's a mace in the house, you got to get out, and he's not wearing any clothing. What does he do? So does he run out? should he run out? So he says, Kohen Sheshachav Arum, Vehuba Oel, about Im Kvar Higidulo, Asu Lahamtim, Achu Yabli Shatzmo, he has to run out. He has to run out. Why is he running out? Because Kavod HaBrios isn't Nidcha, isn't Docha over here, because going to Rashi, that's only if it's one of his Krovim or it's a Meitz Mitzvah, that's when Kavod HaBrios trumps. Here, it's not a Meitz Mitzvah, because HaBrios doesn't trump. So all the Achronim bring down, wait a second, according to Tosos, this is perfect. This is the Nafka Mina. According to Tosos, you see in the Evan Ozer here, he brings up in Tosos, that you can be Docha the Issa Torah in the case where it's not Shavu the Kol. Here, it's the same exact case. It's a din of the Kohen. Rashi says that the Kohen, if he's not in his situation, because the Kohen is not a din of Shavu the Kol, then Kavod HaBrios would trump. So the Machlokas Rashi Tosos ends up being a Halacha L'maisa issue. I don't know how Halacha L'maisa is in the Ramah, but Halacha L'maisa is Machlokas in the Ramah, and it's Machlokas in the Ramah, the Evan Ozer, and Dag Merava, who's the author of the Nodim Yehuda. Okay. A little weiter. Amalei Rapapa L'Abayi. Now here's our Agadah for today. Mashna Rishonim Ischarish L'hu Nisa. Why are we different than the people of the elder generation who had Nisim happen to them? For us, there are no nisim. So, is it because that they were greater in their limud? That can't be, because b'shnei the Rav Yehuda in the years of Rav Yehuda, kulei tanoi b'nezikin haba. All they learned was nezikin. Anon kamasnin and shita sidre. But we learned all six sidre mishnah. Well, they learned gemara because they were the gemara. But you know, they did afyomi. They learned everything. They learned krisus. They learned tamura. They learned all these masechtas. But not kamasnin and shita sidre. And when Rabbi Yehuda came to Uksin, so when he came to the case of Isha Shekokhevash Yerik Bekadera, the Amri Law, Zaysim Shekivsham, Bitrafe, and Tahorin, all these cases, Amr Havostar Ravu Shmuel Kachazin Hacha. He said that these are very difficult, like the Sugis of Ravu Shmuel. He didn't understand these Mishnayas. We have 13 yeshivas that are learning this Masechas Uksin. Right? The Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda, Kavishal Chad Misanai. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, when he would take off one shoe for Inui, when he had a tinnitus and he just took off one shoe, Asim Mitra, the rain would come right away. Vanan kamatzarina nafshi, and we mitzara itself so much, mitzvah katzavichino, and we scream out in tefillah to have the rain, the less the mashkaspan, and there's no one who listens to us. So what's the difference? We learn more than they learn. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi says to Rapapa, Kamai habi kamai svi nafshayu akadusha Hashem. They were mosher nefesh for kiddush Hashem. And we lo mosher nafshayu akadusha Hashem. We're not mosher nefesh kiddush Hashem. He gives an example. Ki hod ravada barava, the case of ravada barava, chazili ahi kusis. He saw this kusis who he didn't know was a kusis. He thought she was a Jewish woman. Dabe livisha karbul tabeshuka. She was wearing this type of fancy garment, this fancy cloak in the marketplace. I'm not sure whether it's because probably there was a lack of tznius over here. So either it was because it was fancy, some say it was red, whatever the reason is, the suburb of Bas Yisrael, he thought that she was a Bas Yisrael, come kari mina, and he got up and he ripped it off of her. The assumption, hoping, is that she was wearing something else. We'll answer your question in a minute. Igla milsa de kusisi. Turned out that she was a kusis. So what he did was wrong. Right? Kusis he. So shaimua ba'abram e'azuzi. So he owed her 400 zuz for ripping her clothing. So Amrale, Rav Ad Rabba Sester, Mashmach, what is your name? Amrale, she says, Masun, my name is Masun. So Amrale, Rav Ad Rabba Sester, Masun, Masun, Abramei Azuzi Shabi, Masun, Masun, from the Lashon of Masayim times two, because of you, I now owe you 400 zuz. So you see that they were Moser Nefesh I don't know if that this is L'maisa B'zmanazeh, I mean, you have to take into consideration societal changes, and things. The halacha is still the same. The halacha is you have to make a kiddush Hashem, but you have to figure out how you make a kiddush Hashem. B'zman hazeh, ripping a woman's clothing off in the middle of the street, b'zman hazeh, is not going to cause a kiddush Hashem. Throwing stones and screaming epithets at girls walking to school does not cause a kiddush Hashem. I'm referring to that. It causes an absolute chilul Hashem. Shlomo Zalman has the situation. He has the shaila with the Ramah Paskins that if you know that the person coming to your house is not going to make a bracha, the Ramah says you can't invite them to your house because it's a chilul Hashem that they're not going to make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman says now, not that halacha changed, the application changes, Rav Zeh. If you know that they're not going to make a bracha, you have a chiyuv to invite them to your house, because if you don't invite them to your house, that's the chilul Hashem, Zman Zeh. What's going to bring them closer? What's going to bring someone closer to Hashem? By screaming at them shagets or by bringing them close? So that's the difference. So I don't know. So I think the halacha is still the same, but the application is different. Rav Gidol, now more that Josh is going to raise his eyebrows. Rav Gidol have a rigil that have a ka'azu of Yosef. He's ripped it off. Bezman has said that at those times, maybe the Rabbanon had such stature, or the society had such a stature that people would listen. And they saw somebody.
According to the idea that it was shotness, that standard was already so.
No, he didn't say it was shotness. He said it was.
There's an idea that what she was wearing was shotness.
Oh, that really?
Yeah.
He didn't look into it. Well, he just ripped it off. That's the problem.
Right. The case that we had before is you're wearing your own shotness, and yet you realize.
According to the article in this case.
Yeah.
And therefore,
what's the difference then? So he rips it off. Mm-hmm. Right. The aroth.
So maybe in that case, the woman. It's not that the woman would.
Would have wanted it.
Would have wanted it.
Maybe. Maybe she would want it ripped off. That's assuming that she's wearing something else underneath. Okay. That's the assumption.
The approach may not be the
best. What?
The approach may not be...
But the idea, the concept of the Kiddush Hashem is that his whole life was spent, their whole lives were spent to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to do the mitzvahs. And they were Moser Nefesh. He lost $400 off of this. So that was, he was Moser Nefesh. Who does he quote that says it was shotness? I didn't see that.
They sell secure there. The Baal's Rambam.
Okay. Rav Gidol have a rugged abaka also be Yosef would regularly sit by the gate to the mikvah. The Amr Lahu Hakitavil. He would pass Mishalas with a woman going in and out. How to be Tovel. So Amr Rabban and Rabban said to him, Loka Mistavsi Mar Meitzahara. I mean, don't you have a Yetzahara now? We're seeing all the women coming in to and from the mikvah. Amr Lahu, Rav Gidol said back to them, Dami Ba'apai Kikaki Tuvarin. To me, they look like white geese. I mean, he has no hearer. He doesn't have any hearer, therefore he could sit there. That's how great these Rishonim were. Rav Yochanan again, have a rugged avakazu v'yasvei shari tefila. He would sit outside the gates of the mikvah. Amar, and he would say, kisaka b'nei Yisrael v'asim mitfila, when the girls would come out of the mikvah, when the women would come out of the mikvah, right, v'asim mistakli bi, they would look at me, b'nahavil huzari d'shapir kavasei, so they should have intent, and they should be zocha to have children like beautiful as me. I don't know. Rav Yochanan, did you say that he was so good looking? The other time we said he was so fat that he couldn't turn over. Yeah, and he was gold, and the remainder also that he had massive eyelids that he had, that covered that he couldn't see, and he had to pick up his. So Amalei Rabbanon, lo kam istafi mar be'ein abisha, you're not worried of ayin hara, that people are going to look at you and say, oh, you're so beautiful, and you have an ayin hara. So Amalei says back to him, ana mizar di Yosef kasin, I come from the Zerah of Yosef, and from the Shevet of Yosef, lo shata be'ein abisha, there's no concept of the ayin hara. Diksev, it says by the bracha, that Yahweh to Yosef, bein porat Yosef, bein porat ale ayin, right? A ben that, there's no ayin hara. Amar Rav Yevoh, atakri ale ayin, ela ole ayin. Doesn't have ole ayin. Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Amar Mehacha. Here is where we learn that Bnei Yosef don't have the Yetzirah is surely by them. It says v'yidgul arov v'kerav ha'aretz. Right? Ma dogim shebi v'yidgul. Loshem of dog. Ma dogim shebi ya ma'im yichasim alein ein arayi shalat v'hem. We've seen this before also. That the water covers the fish and there's no ayin hara on the fish. Avzar shal Yosef ein ayin hara shalat v'hem. The ibay is emo. Or you can say ayin shelo rotsa lizo mimash eno shelo. He, the reason why that Yosef has no ayin hara because the eye in his eyes who didn't want to be so he didn't want to take advantage of something that belonged to him, he didn't want to have relations with Ashes Potiphar in ayin hara shall let us boast. The ayin hara doesn't mida kegemida. The ayin hara is not sholeit in him. But the Bach points out, the Bach says, how come the question they asked Rav Gidol was whether you have a yetzahara, and the question they asked Rav Yochanan was not whether you have a yetzahara, it's whether the ayin hara people looking at you. So the Bach answers, and Hagos Bach here, he says, oh, because Rav Yochanan had these massive long eyelids, so he couldn't see anyway. I said, that's so good looking. I don't know. He was corpulent. He had heavy eyelids. He had a golden arm. And yet maybe tastes change over time. Okay. Nashim va'avadim uktanim, women, servants, and underage children. Peturin mikriyashma. They are potter from kriyashma, umin atfilin, and from wearing tefillin. However, the chayavim betfila, they have to daven, shmon esrei, ubin mezuzah, they have to put up a mezuzah, ubin birchas hamazon, and they have to bench. Read Rashi. Nashim v'avadim v'ketanim peturin mikriyashma. Why? Shehi mitzvahs asei shezman grama. Because kriyashma is a mitzvah asei shezman grama. V'kaim elam b'kedushin, the nashim peturis midoraisa. And he says, but tefillin nami mitzvahs asei shezman grama. According to this, Tells also Mishnah says about Gramo because he go and light the Shita that says the supper Laila v'Shabbos loves man tefillin ninhu. They're not tefillin. So the question always is though, well, if it's a Mishnah says about only a Mishnah says about Gramo, so maybe women can do it. Tilos Lulav is Mishnah says about Gramo. Ashkenazic women actually make a bracha on the Mishnah says about Gramo. Sephardic women do not make a bracha on the Mishnah says about Gramo, but they can do it. They can pick up a lulav and shake the lulav and ask them. So why?
What? No, he's saying that the Torah don't have to.
Right. So, but when it comes to tefillin, is very, very, very. So the idea is possibly because look at ketanim. Look at the word by ketanim. It says ketanim. I feel a katan shegi lachinuch lo hitilu alav lachancho lefish eino matzri tami kishemigas ma kriyishma. So ma kriyishma is a set time. When it comes to kriyishma, the father's not always going to be there to be there with the son. So the kid is not chayiv in kriyishma. But when it comes to tefillin, Rashi says on the next amud. He can't be shomer his guf. So like that's it may be. He's like, okay, women are chayiv, maybe wear tefillin from a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah seisha as my grandma, so maybe you could do it, but it's only the rabbanon. But if you, it's so, there are other considerations. You have kufnaki and all these things like that. So why put yourself in a situation, not allow it to put yourself in a situation where you can have a complete bizayon of the mitzvah for only the rabbanon. For the man, you have no choice. So you just have to be careful. But for the women, they say that you shouldn't do it. Also, the concept of beged ish, the whole sugi about why women are not, you know, meniach tefillin, even as opposed to that women do say krishma, they do shake the lulav, they do light Hanukkah candles, they do say kedushas b'tzivanu when it comes in minhag Ashkenaz. Okay, so again, nashim v'nei ketanim p'turim mikriyashma. Rashi says, what katan are we dealing with over here? Rashi says it's a filu katan shegi lechinuch. That there's no mitzvah, even if it's a katan that came to of age of chinuch, there's no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to kriya shema. Tosus doesn't like it. Tosus says, but ketanim, he says, v'tur mi kriya shema, perish b'kuncheres, katan shegila chinuch. He says, v'lo nihira. I don't agree. Da'habe perek lulav agazol, in Masechet Sukkah, it says, arminan, katan hayodeya lishmor tefillin, a katan who knows how to keep the tefillin, aviv chayav lik, father has to buy for him tefillin. Alma kashigila chinuch, when he gets to chinuch, to shaychi be tefillin, chayi be tefillin. When he gets to chinuch age, he has to wear tefillin. Or be kriyashma nami leish lechayi bo yoser. Also, when it comes to kriyashma, mida ashkan hasam, katan odei ledaber, we say katan knows how to speak, avim mulam do toro, posa kriyashma shal kriyashma. So what's going on? Gemara says you do armachanich them in tefillin and kriyashma. So, nir lo beinu tam, demari be katan shalo hi lechinuch. Talking about a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. Well, a katan who hasn't reached the age of chinuch, Rashi is going to say, so what's the kasha? Of course he's potter. He hasn't reached the age of chinuch. When it comes to the idea of hilchos tefillin, there's three different shitas, but there's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu says when it talks about here that about buying the tefillin, when it talks about buying the tefillin by the katan, it's not an idea of chinuch, it's an idea of doing hergel mitzvah. So you don't have to do it all the time. He just has to do it so he gets used to it. There's a Bal Itter who says that the reason is that it's Yibayim at he's 13. What that Gemara is talking about when he's the case of that he's Odei Elishmor Tzvillin is when he's actually 13. He may not be a Gadol yet because he may not have Shtei Saras, but he has to be 13. So if you look in Halacha Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Lamed Zayin Siv Gimel, so the Mechaber writes, Katan Hayodei Elishmor Tzvillin B'tahara, he won't sleep or he won't pass gas in them. Chayav, there he's chayav aviv liknos lo tefillin l'chanchol. Then he's chayav to get tefillin. That's based on the rush. Then the Rama says v'yesh omrim dahai katan dafka shu ben yud gimel. Dafka if he's 13 years old v'yom echad, quoting the Bal Itter we mentioned, he says v'chein nagul v'ein lishnos. The minhag by the times of the Rama was only when he reached 13 was to get him tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down I think many people's minhag. He says, "V'achshav nagul aniach beis ogimah chadashim kodim hazman v'ayin ve'erlach." He says, "Nowadays, I know I did it a month before. People do a month, two, a couple months before to start putting on tefillin to become ragil in hanachas tefillin." Okay. So now, and the Gemara says, "Kriyashma." It says that women are paturas from kriyashma. So pshita, that's pashut that she's cut parts of kriyashma. Mitzvah seishas man gramahu. It's a mitzvah the same as from a zman grama. Right, kriyashma it says b'shapachov kumecha. And by tefillin, it's not at night and not on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "V'chol mitzvah sheshazman grama nashim paturos." They're paturos from that. So malutema, you would have thought, "Hol is being malchus shemayim." We've been saying all along that Kriyashma is what Kriyashma is kabbalah ol malchus shemayim. So since Kalos Al Chashmayim, maybe you would say that they're also Chayiva by the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kamash Malon, that the Nashim are still Peturos from Kriyashma. Okay, so Gemara says Umina Tefillin, they're also Peturos from Tefillin. Again, Pshita, because the mitzvah says Shazman Grama. So Mal the Tema Hov Ikush L'Mezuzah. Well, it says Ksaftem Lo'os La'Yadach V'Vos P'Nechav. Ksaftem Amos Lo'os P'Nechav V'Sharecha. So Tefillin and Mezuzah in the same pasuk. So just like the Chayavos in Mezuzah, you would think the Chayavos in Tefillin. So Kamash Malad that there's still Peturos in Tefillin, that there's no Hekesh to, to Tefillin. Okay, V'Chayavin V'Tefila. But they are chayav in tefillah. The father's from Kriyashma, but they're chayav in tefillin. So the Gemara says that the women are chayav mishum. Why? Derachamin inu. Because tefillah is bakashas rachamim. And women have to ask for rachamim as well. Women also require rachamim. So therefore, they require tefillah. They require tefillah.
Is that why? Because it's not time bound.
What is time bound?
People
don't
have to do all day.
There's a chiyav. Every day there's a chiyav. But the chachamim made the takana that you have to do. We'll see. The Chacham made a takana that it's 3 hours, 4 hours, up to the fourth hour is tefillah. You can't say Shemona Esrei after the fourth hour of the day, right? That just means the chiyuv doesn't start. No one's obligated till then. But once that time kicks in, it's not the Zman Grama. It's just that's because it's a Bayis Harai. It's a different halacha. That's nothing to do with the time. Okay. So Ma'u Detema Holik Siv Ba Erev Avok V'Tzarai Masicha Emma. Yishma Koli, that it's a pasuk in Tefillin that David, when he was being chased by Absalom, says that I cry out to Hashem, you know, evening, morning, and the afternoon. They would say it's committed to Seisha Zman Grama. They're thinking it's committed to Seisha Zman Grama. Kamash Malah, no, that women are still chayavos in this mitzvah. Halacha L'maisa, Mitzvah Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Vav. Kol haptur mi kriyashma. Whoever's pater from kriyashma, patur mi tefillah. It's pater from tefillah. The chol shechayv in kriyashma, who's ever chayv in kriyashma, is chayv in tefillah. Chutz mi hamalavin as hames, like we said before, if you want someone is being levoy a mace, she'en le mit with the tzorach behem, she'afu bi she'chayam bi kriyashma p'tur mi tefillin. Even though in that case they're not needed, they should have to say kriyashma, but they're pater from tefillin. Now, nashim, women, ve'avadim, slaves, she'afu pi she'p'tur mi kriyashma, even though they're p'tur mi kriyashma, chayavim bi tefillah. Women have obligated to play, to pray, mipnei, she'en mitzvah se'ay she'lo as man grama. It's a mitzvah se'ay she'lo as man grama. And ketanim, she'gi l'chinuch, if the ketanim have chinuch, they also have to chayavim l'chanchum to daven. So, Mr. Long Mishnah Berurah, he says, kol zeh l'das Rambam. This is all going according to the Rambam, who says, she'rak zmani ha'tfilah him edirei sofrim. That only that the times are the Rabbanan, aval ikar mitzvah tfilah him in a Torah. But the concept of daven, like you said, is mir yoraisa. Shnemar, the pasuk says, l'avdo b'chol levavchem. There's no nusach min haTorah. Not the time, like you said. That's enough for her just to say one thing, one parsha, just to say something, right? Because of the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, "Sha'af peace varazu." Because of this, Naga Rova Nashim Shein Mispalim Yudchas Betamidus. Shachwer, they don't daven Shmoneh Esrei morning and evening. Lefisha Omros Miyav Boker Samal Tefila Ezeh Bakasha. It's just because of Rachman. So she says some sort of Bakasha. The concept of Tefila is Doraisa. What to say and when to say it. That's the Rabbanim. So to be Yotzir Mitzvah Doraisa. She says some sort of Bakashos, right? That's all she has to say. But that's going to the Rambam. Aval Dasa Ramban Sheikar Mitzvah Tefila Him Midivrei Sofrim. The whole concept of Tefila is Midivrei Sofrim. Shehem Archik Ness is a gold dollar, she tiknu yuchas brachos, I say the list palalos and shach, mincha kova, the abyss rishos. So it's all mitzvahs the same, midivri sofrin. It's a mitzvah sheshazman grama, midirabanon, and we say the nashim are peturos, mikom mitzvah sheshazman grama, a few midivri sofrin. But nevertheless, afa pikain, chayivu osam mitzvila, shach, and mincha, the chachamim, when they made the takana, they included the women in the takana, and therefore they should have to dive in actual shmon esrei. And then Mishnah Berurah says, the chayin ikr, and that's the ikr to psak. That's what the Shagas Hari says. That for the woman yesh lehazir she yispalu yudches they should daven shmona esrei. The nachon also Mishnah Berurah says she yikablu leim ol machu shemayim they should say akol pa and they should say kriyashma kide isa b'simin aleph and they should say brachos emes v'yatziv kide lismo k'ulu l'tvila. That's all shachas mincha. When it comes to Marav, he says they don't have to daven because Marav was a rishus. And even though the men took it upon themselves as a chova, women did not take it upon themselves as a chova. And when it comes to Musaf, There's a tzlach who says that they're pturos because musaf may not be tachanun. It's not makashas rachamim. It just set up the karbanos. There's an Rekiva Eger says that women are pturos from musaf maybe because they're not chayiv in the machas shekel. So now they're supposed to do, well, what about kohanim and levim? They're also not chayiv in the machas shekel. But when it comes to musaf, Mishnah Berurah says that they're pturos. And then anybody brings down, some say that they're not. So when it comes to women davening, it seems to be pretty clear from Mishnah Berurah that they have a chiyuv to be davening, unless, of course, you can say the concept of also the mitzvah patur mitzvah. They're so busy with the children and they can't get to it, then maybe also the mitzvah patur mitzvah and they might have a patur. Ask your local competent Orthodox halacha decisor about whether or not women are chayovos in tefillah or not. Okay, so next, mezuzah. Make the mezuzah the chayovos in mezuzah. So pshita, it's pshita chayov in mezuzah. It's not a mitzvah to say she has magrama. And I guess, well, why don't you say that mezuzah is hukas l'tefillin? We just said that, you know, that way. But they don't say that. But they say, ma'lutema hove ikus l'tamot Torah. Maybe it's hukas l'tamot Torah, because it says in the pasuk also, absolutely also there, tuz beninecha, v'mayat ha'masam es beninechum da'arabam, and we know that women are pturas from mitzvahs tamot Torah. They're only pturas, but they are chayavos to know everything that they need to know in order to live a life, which, as Rabbi Rashi always says, is arfai in your day, Ebenezer, So mal the tema hol the ikus of Talmud Torah, kamash milan that they're not, that's no hekesh to Talmud Torah, and the chayavos in mezuzah because it's leman yirbu yamechem, right? And the women also should have long lives. Now it says upirchas hamazon invention. Mar says pshita, it's pashta to chayav invention. That's not a mitzvah say shes man grama, but chalta b'savata v'rachta, and whoever eats has to bench. So mal the tema you would have thought hol the ksiv when it says bar, this is by the Muslonim, it says. B'seis Hashem lechem be'erev basar lechol the lechem aboker lisboa, that the pasuk talks about eating at night and a day, which is what the Havin is, right? K'mitzvah seis hashman grama dami, so you think that benching and eating is similar to mitzvah seis hashman grama? I don't know what the Havin is. Kamash malon, that it's not a mitzvah seis hashman grama. Tosha says differently. Tosha says, Nashon b'yuchas amaz in the Reis Darbano, and he says, Perish hakunchers, the salka daitach, you would have thought, the lo mechayvi midaraisa, why won't they be chayvi midaraisa? Mishum deksiv ala aretz hatova, right? Ala aretz hatova, shem nasan lach. V'nashim and women lo not luchel ba'aretz. They didn't take a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Umash not lu b'no slovchad. You're going to ask about b'no slovchad? That wasn't theirs. It's chalak aviyah not lu. What was possible is not that they just get their father's portion. They didn't get their own portion. V'tema, if that's the case, kohanim levim namiti boy. Kohanim levim also shouldn't have a shayla as to whether or not the chayv deraisa in benching. Surely lo not luchel ba'aretz. They also didn't get a portion of the land. They should be able to lead the benching and pater anybody else from benching because they're a suffix as to whether or not they can be archived or isa. Eliyash Lomar, what's the reason why you don't thought women are pturos? Eliyash Lomar, the time of Mishum Dixiv, Al Brischoshe Chasamta Vivisarenu, for the bris that you put on our flesh. Val Torah Schoshe Malatanu, and the Torah that you taught us. Vinashim Listenu Lobe Bris Lobe Torah. They don't have the bris, and they don't have the Chiv of Torah. So maybe that's the reason why you said they're pturos. Kamash Malan, they're not. That's not the difference. That's not an issue because the Gemara says later on, quotes the Gemara later on, that says whoever doesn't say bris or Torah is not yotzi de chovasa. So women should not be yotzi. We say no, that's only people who have the bris and have the Torah. They would have to say those items. But a woman, maybe it's not ma'akev for her, but nevertheless, she still be chayav mida oraisa. Amr of Adab bar Abba. Nashim chayavos be kiddush hayom. Women are obligated in kiddush. Right, Friday night they're obligated in Kiddush, Devar Torah, Mi De Oraisa, they are Chayev. Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadsho, and we say Zachreyu Alayayim. My whole machlokes whether the wine itself is De Oraisa or not. There is a Shita in the Mefarish and Nazir who says yes. It's many saying to say that the wine itself is only De Rabbanon, but the actual content to be Mekadosh Hayom is a Din De Oraisa. Amai, why is that? That's quintessential. Mitzvah Seishas Magramahu. That's Mitzvah Magramah. Friday night. That's Mitzvah Seishas Magramah. V'chol mitzvah sheishas man grama, nashim peturos. The peturos from mitzvah sheishas man grama. So Amar Abaye says, no, they're only chayiv midi rabbanan. So I'm like, Rava, what do you mean? V'ha dvar Torah. It says, nashim chayovos v'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. And you're telling me it's midi rabbanan? V'ha dvar Torah ka'amar. V'od, if that's the case, kol mitzvah sheishas man nechayivin on the midi rabbanan. If that's the case that you're saying that they're chayiv midi rabbanan, so let's be mechayiv all women in all mitzvah sheishas man grama on a rabbanan level. But we don't say that. We don't have the mechiv. They can if they want to. There's no derabbanan chiv on women. So he says, no. We're talking about that women are chayavos in kiddush mi de oraisa. So el amarava. What's the reason? Amakra. We all know this. It says zachar, and it says shamor. Kol sheyeshno b'shmira. Whoever is chayav in the lavim shmira, she's chayav in the malachas. Woman can't cook. Woman can't do borer. She's chayavos. Chayav in all the lavim in the Shabbos. Yeshno b'shmira. She also has the zachir. She also has the ases. She's chayiv in the assays. Bahani Noshi and these women, Hov, Isnai B'Shemira, they have to keep Shabbos as well, because that's not a Mishnah Shazman Grama. Isnu B'Zechira, even though it's a Mishnah Shazman Grama, but that is, those are Lavim. Isnu B'Zechira, they're also chayiv in the Kiddush as well. They're chayiv in the Kiddush. So, that's clear that that's the halacha by, when it comes to Kiddush. Now, where is that? Just make pull the halacha of Maisa again. Yeah. By all Shabbos, they don't have the problem because that's a lotzase. Because of the women, there's no difference when it comes to men and women when it comes to lavin. Nashon chayavos bekiddush, that is in Orachayim Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. Sorry. I like Maseches Brachos, so you get a lot of halacha. You can just go do the Gemara, you can go straight to halacha, and you can see the development of halacha. He says, Nashim chayavos bekiddush. Nashim are obligated in kiddush. Afal pi shehu mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Mishum de ikish zachar v'lashamor. V'hani nashi hov v'isnu b'shmira, isnu b'zachira. So therefore, the chayim midor raisa, shulchan aruch paskins, u'motzios es ha'anashim. And they can be motzi men. Right? Hovil v'chayavos min ha'torah kamosam. Because it's the same Torah obligation. There's no different level of obligation. So that they could theoretically be motzi men. And Mr. Brewer writes down the chayin eskimu ataz. The taz writes the magen avram the agrav b'shair achronim. So from kol makom yesh lahachmon lechilas lo totzi isha anashim she'ena mibnei besa the zila milsa. If they're not part of her household, they should be lechachilas. They shouldn't do that. Oh, it seems to me here that a woman, to deal with a woman, a wife could be motzi her husband. If the husband's not home, the wife can say kiddush. Probably better for the wife to say kiddush than for an bar mitzvah boy to say kiddush in the house. The shaila always comes up though is that what about Havdalah? What's the story with Havdalah? Because Havdalah there's a machlokas whether Havdalah is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. Rambam says it's the Oraisa and the Ramban and others say that it's only a din the Rabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that they should not be mabdil by themselves. He writes in Reit Sadivov Sivches that Noshim Chayovus b'Havdalah. So came to Chayavos Mekiddush, so Nasei, Bechayev. What about all the Aseis? What about Shal Shudis? What about all these types of Aseis for women? But Yesh Misha Cholik, but the Shulchan Aruch says that there's some argue that they should not make, that they should not, they're not Chayev in Havdalah. So Lechatil, because of that, you know, a woman shouldn't be motzi a man for Havdalah. But what if there's the only man around already said Havdalah, and the woman did not say Havdalah yet? Should the man say Havdalah for that woman? The man say Havdalah for that woman, and there's no other man around. So it seems to be a machlokas haposkim, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chai Adam, they paskin that Nashim Achayavos b'Havdalah, and therefore, so you should be choshesh, they should be choshesh for somebody who didn't hear their chova. But, or let's say I already said Havdalah, and I'm being motzi other people who didn't hear Havdalah. That they can listen to. But they paskin that, if the person already was Yotze, and now he's only being Yotze Midin Rabbanon, he's Yotze Midin Arvos, and she has a Din D'Oraisa, and he's not being Yotze anybody else, maybe the woman should, in that instance, should say Havdalah for herself. Again, that's something that you should, ask the local Rav, that, you know, whether it's better or not for a woman to listen to someone already said Havdalah, or to say Havdalah for herself. Mr. Bruce says the problem comes about, is that it might be a bracha devatala, because they can't drink the wine. Of course, of what the Shlach says, they can't drink the wine. So maybe that's another consideration that has to be thought of. Okay. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Nashim B'Virchos Hamazon. D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? The Chiv of Nashim to bench. Is that Midoraisa or Midorabbanan? I'm not exactly sure what's going on here because the Gemara just said before that it's Pshita. But now over here, it wasn't partial. It's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. So Lamai Nafka Mina. What would be the Lach ramification? Lafuke Rabbi Nechavasan. If they're chayav midoraisa, then they can be motzi other people. If they're only chayav midorabanan, they wouldn't be able to motzi people who are chayav midoraisa. So I amar doraisa. If you say it's a halacha doraisa, asi doraisa, mapi doraisa. The woman who's a chayav doraisa can be motzi men who also have a chayav doraisa. But I amar midorabanan have it's only midorabanan. Then have it she'enu mechuyav adavar. She is as if she's not obligated. The chol she'enu mechuyav adavar ain't motzi a rabbi nechavasan. Cannot be motzi other people. So what's the halacha? So tashma, bring Uriah. You have a brice that says, but Emes Amru, really they said, Ben, a katan is Mevarech L'Aviv, can bench and be motzi his father, the Eben Mevarech L'Rabo, and a slave can to pater the Rebbe, his master, the Ishim Mevareches L'Vayla, and a woman could make a bench and be pater her husband. Aval Amru Chachamim, Chachamim said, Tavo Me'ero, a curse should be upon, La'adam She'ishto Bono Mevarech L'Aviv, a man who has his wife or his children bench for him. So Iyamar Pishma Doraisa, Asi Doraisa, Mabi Doraisa. Must be that it's Doraisa, otherwise you can't be Motzi him. El Iyamar Bidorabanan, Asi Dorabanan, Mapik Doraisa. Can the Rabanan come and Pater Doraisa? So he says, wait, Lutameich, look inside the Braisa. It talks about a Katan. For sure, a Katan is not Chayav Bidoraisa. And you see a Katan as being Yotze, you know, the Chatila could be Yotze.
Maybe we're talking in a case only, but what the Rabanan just said, that the wife or the children, yeah, where the man can't do it, he can't read it. So in that case,
well, even if a man can't read it, and he has a Doraisa obligation, and the woman only has a Dorabanan obligation, she can't potter him. It's two different levels of obligation. You'd have to find the man who knows how to read it to potter him. We'll give a similar answer. Ulutameich katan bar chiyuvahu. So, Ella hachav ma'eskin, and what we're dealing with over here, he goes to achol she'ir Dorabanan. The husband or the father only ate a she'ir Dorabanan. So he has a din Dorabanan. The asi Dorabanan or mapi Dorabanan. Therefore, the katan or the wife would be able to be motzi the husband. But it's not because she has the same level of obligation. Maybe because she has a different level of obligation. Right? It said before, we had a Tosfos the other day that talked about the two different Dorabanans when it came to a katan. Right? In this situation, right, so the katan is chayim, if the katan only had a small amount, right? Let's say the katan only had a small amount. Then in that case, he wouldn't be able to motzi the father because he has a double Dorabanan. He's Dorabanan A that is chinuch, and Dorabanan B that the chiv is only Dorabanan. So two Dorabanan is not pater one Dorabanan, but one Dorabanan may pater a single Dorabanan. Darish Rav Avira. Rav Avira said, Zimnin Amr Le Mishmei Derav Ami. Sometimes I would say this drush in the name of Ami, but Zimnin Amr Le Mishmei Derav Asi, and sometimes he would say it in the name of Asi. Amr Malach Yasharis. The angel said, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Kasav Asar Ascha, it says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisa Panim, Lo Yikach Shochad. He doesn't play favoritism, and he doesn't take bribery. Beloata no sapanim Yisrael, but you take favoritism when it comes to Bnei Yisrael. Diksev Yisasha panavilecha. You have your yisapanim. So Amar Lahem, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to Malach Yasharis. I guess this point over here is to emphasize a. It's a drasha about of benching the Rabbanim. It's also emphasize how makbid Bnei Yisrael are when it comes to the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim in general and Birchas Hamazon in particular. So Amar Lahem, v'chilo es apanim Yisrael, I should not show favor to Yisrael. Shekasati lehem b'Torah, I wrote in the Torah, v'achalta v'savatu v'rachta Hashem alakecha. Right, you have to be sove, you have to be full, a full shear in order to be chayiv in benching. And v'hei medaktikim al atzmam, and they are so medaktik, al kazayis al kebetza, that even if they only eat a kazayis or a betza, they bench, I guess, midin the Rabbanan. So I'm going to show favoritism towards them. All right. The Mishnah can continue now about a Balkeri when it comes to Kriya Shema. Again, this Perek is talking about all people, all instances where you putter from Kriya Shema. So let's read the Mishnah. Balkeri, so you have a Balkeri, he had an admission. So they're talking about this, right, they're talking about Kriya Shema and benching from a time of Takanas Ezra forward, where we said that a Balkeri is not supposed to be Osek Petorah with Tefillah until he does Tefillah, until he goes to Mikvah. So what's the Balkeri supposed to do? He hasn't gone to Mikvah yet. And it's time for Kriya Shema. So Balkeri Maharir Belibo, when he gets to Kriya Shema, he has hearer in lave about Kriya Shema, the Edom Levarach, but he doesn't make the bracha, lo lefanev, lo lecharev. He should not say the brachas before and after. The Alamazon, when it comes to after food, right, Mevarach la'acharav, he should also have this hearer, you know, in his heart about the benching, the Edom Levarach lefana, but he doesn't make the bracha beforehand, because that's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right, Birchas Hananin is a mitzvah d'rabanan, but Birchas Hamazon is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no, when it comes to Kriya Shema and benching, he's mevarech out loud, lifneihem u'le'achareihem. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.